prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means the first half hour we'll be performing Science for Humans. We're going to talk about vitamin B2, the fat-burning B vitamin, and much more than that. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to be joined by a superhuman in the making, Jeremy Jean. He is a listener, and he has an impressive success story to share with the audience. And then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Sarah Martyr to talk about the role of PARP1 in the development of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative diseases. I promise that that's going to be a very interesting interview. Of course, we have to thank our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical, their product line, All American EFX Sports. You can go to superhumanradio.com right now and get a free trial sample of Carbolin, the most amazing pre-workout carbohydrate supplement ever to hit the market. It will allow you to power through even the most arduous and difficult training sessions and still have energy to burn. Go see what all the rage is about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to get your free sample of Carbolin today.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. How are you doing today?
Good. As we work our way through the B vitamins, the B vitamins aren't very sexy because things we take for granted that we seem to know about, we always look for the sexy stuff. But the B vitamins are really very, very important, aren't they?
You know, that's it. I mean, basics are the building blocks of life. And like you said, we're always looking for the newest and greatest thing, but we can't forget about, you know, the things that are important for normal healthy body functions, and B2 is one of those vitamins.
B2, also known as riboflavin. What exactly is vitamin B2?
Well, I'm going to start with a little history. I think you're going to find this interesting. Riboflavin is kind of the common name. Vitamin B2 is the other name that was given, but it was initially isolated from milk way back in 1879, and originally they called it lactochrome. And it was given the name vitamin G.
Really? Now,
yeah, vitamin G. So they knew it was water soluble, and they knew that the factor consisted of two separate ingredients. One was unstable when heated, and the other one remained stable. So the less stable one, they went on to rename as vitamin F, and they called it thiamine. And then the heat-stable product was labeled vitamin G, which was later renamed B2. So that's kind of the history, is they thought it was all one, but they ended up separating vitamin one and B1 and B2. But essentially, riboflavin is one of those B vitamins. It's water soluble, which means your body doesn't store it. You need to get it in order to have its benefits. But essentially, you know, kind of the technical description for it is that riboflavin functions in several different enzyme systems. Two derivatives, riboflavin 5-phosphate, which they also call FMN, and riboflavin 5-adenosine diphosphate, or FAD. These are cofactors that are coenzymes that unite with specific enzyme proteins to form these flavoprotein enzymes. And most of these flavine enzyme systems help to regulate cellular metabolism and are involved in carbohydrate, amino acid, and fat metabolism, which is why you mentioned this is the
fat-burning B vitamin. Yeah. Now, isn't it true that FMN, and I'm going to leave it at that, and FAD play a role in the production of something that has kind of been superseded by DNA, and that's ribonucleic acid, RNA, right?
Correct.
Now, why is RNA even important to us, Dr. Jeff?
Oh, you know, I mean, RNA and DNA are essentially DNA is considered the building blocks of protein. But again, when you look at this FMN and FAD and our RNA process, you know, this is what breaks down, metabolizes these foods we eat. And we kind of forget that there are other vitamins and enzymes that need to be present in order for us to even utilize these foods. So without that, again, you know, we're just not metabolizing, utilizing things as efficiently as we need to be.
Well, and this is an important point, right? So we focus on things like vitamin A, for instance, right? We also focus on Dr. Stephen Sinatra wrote a fantastic book called The Sinatra Protocol, where he actually rescues people from congestive heart failure with some some nutrients, namely magnesium, an amino acid, L-carnitine, CoQ10, and a sugar used by the heart called ribose. But guess what? The heart can't use ribose if you don't have riboflavin in the body. Another thing, we've talked about the importance of real vitamin A, retinol, because it is what is required for differentiation of stem cells. You have stem cells in your body. They can repair tissue, but they can't differentiate without retinol. Well, in order for them to work, retinol must be converted to retinoic acid. Guess what it can't do if you don't have B2? It can't convert to retinoic acid. So B2 is kind of like the wingman. It doesn't really get credit because he doesn't pick up the girl, but he's instrumental in you picking up the girl. B2 is responsible for a lot of other processes that it acts in, but it doesn't take direct credit for, if you will. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, riboflavin is important for the whole energy production cycle, enzyme function, and normal fatty acid and amino acid synthesis. But it's also necessary for the reproduction of glutathione, which a lot of times, you know, many people don't know about glutathione, but that's a free radical scavenger, which is really important, you know, for our systems to be able to get rid of a lot of these things that these reactive oxygen species and things that occur that we need to rid them from our system. You know, without B2, that glutathione doesn't reproduce.
What about the oxidation of fat? So we know that there are certain things that will mobilize fat, get fat cells to release the fat within and deliver them to the bloodstream. But if they're not oxidized, they're just redeposited elsewhere. So oxidation of fat is very, very important to the fat loss process. What role does B2 play in oxidation of fat?
Well, I'm not exactly sure on that one, Carl. You might know the answer to that.
No. I know that it's critical. I know that it's critical that without B2, you cannot oxidize fat. And this is one of the reasons that B2 was always included in different fat loss formulas for that reason. I didn't know if you were aware of the actual oxidation process, but I do know that fat oxidation depends on adequate amounts of B2. And people don't generally get enough B2. We're going to talk in a moment about where B2 comes from, but I know that it's critical for fat loss. I do know that.
Yeah, and I do know, absolutely, like you said, I'm just not quite sure the whole mechanism of action, how that quite works.
Okay. So where does B2 come from? Can we get enough of it from our diet? Do we have to supplement with it?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. The FDA, you know, says that, or some authorities in the United States claim that riboflavin deficiency is the most common nutrient deficiency in the United States. However, the other half says that it's generally considered uncommon in the United States because so many foods are fortified with B2. So if you look at a lot of foods, you will see riboflavin on there. But, you know, from a standpoint of where do you get these from foods, so many food sources, all of your whole grains, milk and milk products, you know, cheese, yogurts, almonds and most all nuts. As a matter of fact, you know, 100 gram of almonds contains 60% of the DV, percent daily value of your B2. Most all fish, beef, lamb, pork, organ meats, eggs, mushrooms, spinach, leafy greens. So, I mean, B2 is really abundant in our food sources.
if you're eating a well-rounded diet, then you should be coming into contact with it a great deal. I just found out that the way it works is by affecting acetyl-CoA enzyme A dehydrogenase, and that is how it oxidizes fatty acids. So there you go. Another interesting thing, methyl folate is all the interest right now within autism and autism spectrum disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Well, without adequate levels of B2, folate cannot convert to the methyl tetrahydrofolate form that seems to be so active and possibly the reason that they're saying for some of the spectrum disorders out there. So instead of just supplementing with folate alone, you must get your vitamin B2 as well in order to see that conversion. Another interesting thing, niacin is the gold standard for lipid metabolism and healthy lipid balances between LDL and HDL. Niacin is better than any statin drug or any pharmaceutical intervention at increasing HDL proliferation and reducing LDL by upregulating LDL receptors in the liver. And guess what it takes for tryptophan to convert to niacin in the body? B2.
Oh, B2.
Yeah. So I mean, if you're supplementing with niacin because you want to affect your blood lipids, and you're also getting a well-rounded amino acid profile from your diet, by making sure you're getting adequate amounts of B2 will ensure that your body produces its own niacin. It'll convert tryptophan to niacin. How do you like that?
That's cool. And, you know, I mean, there's so many benefits of B2. Obviously, you know, as a dietary supplement, we can't make claims like a drug does. But, you know, off the record, we know things that it does. One of the things that I found out was our naturopathic clinic prescribes B2 for migraine headaches. They said it helps to prevent them. It keeps people who have severe ones, their attacks down. And that's at a dose of 400 milligrams. So it's a relatively high dose. We were talking about it's a great antioxidant because it plays off of the free radicals. It helps prevent heart disease and cancer. So it has anti-carcinogen properties. They also use it for anemia. So sickle cell anemia, different types of anemia. As we said, it's great for energy. It helps with the nervous system, skin, eyes, mouth, hair. And it just goes on from regulating thyroid activity.
Really?
Damaged skin, you know, wounds heal more quickly.
Didn't you say something off the air about people who have cracked lips tend to be, they could be deficient in B2? Was that you who told me that?
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing about B2 deficiencies, it isn't like we talked last week about B1 where, you know, you have scurvy and these great diseases. B2 deficiencies are very, very easy to identify. And, you know, maybe on the second half, we can talk about, you know, identifying those because there's quite a long list.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and take our break now? And when we come back, we'll talk about how to identify a B2 deficiency. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. The subject is vitamin B2. And while it's known for helping to burn fat, it's really implicated in so many different processes in the body that it should not be ignored. You're listening to Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to getcarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's getcarbolin.com, getkarbolin.com. Metacurcumin.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Vitamin D, B2 deficiency is no laughing matter, unlike that guy that was at the break there. Okay, so what are some of the signs of a B2 deficiency, Dr. Jeff?
So they're very common. I think you're going to find they're more common than what most people think. But one of them is bloodshot eyes. You know, when you have you ever just all of a sudden your eyes got bloodshot?
Yeah, for no reason at all. Like it's just and sometimes for days like that, right?
Yeah, that's a deficiency of B2, one of the first signs. Sometimes you get a sore tongue or lips. That's probably not as common. Same with like any type of infections in the mouth and throat. A lot of times people, you know, say, I got a sore throat. I got a cold. Well, maybe it's a B2 deficiency.
Really?
But extreme and unusual sensitivity to light. So sometimes when all of a sudden, you know, it's at night, you know, or during the day and you have some light sensitivity, which also could lead to some irritability in the eye. So a lot of it has to do with the eye. But here's probably the most common one is chapped lips, B2 deficiency.
And I see people, I wonder if there are certain drugs that cause chapped lips. I wonder if they deplete people of B2, because you see people walking around with chapped lips that you know are not just sporadically chapped. They almost look like their lips are cracked and made out of wax.
Absolutely. I mean, we were talking last week about, you know, alcoholism affecting B1. Well, guess what? That also affects B2. The same way with like elderly people who, you know, their diets normally consist of a lot of coffee, tea, toast, and cookies.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a water soluble. You know, things that are diuretics are going to deplete that vitamin B2. So
wow.
I do think a lot of drugs do deplete your body of,
well, what
of
about,
not only B2, but all vitamins.
What about me? I sit in the sauna, a hot sauna, 4 days a week and sweat, and I automatically salt my food because I want to make sure I have adequate sodium. I'm probably losing some of these water-soluble B vitamins as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just common. You know, it's part of the process. For whatever reason, our bodies were made to not manufacture these B vitamins, to be able to get them in, probably so that, you know, we aren't building up a toxic level to them. But here's the interesting thing, and we were kind of talking about this last week, is, you know, we're going to be talking about all of these Bs over the course of the next several weeks. How does somebody know what to take? So I'm going to give you Dr. Jeff's theory. I call it the shotgun theory.
Okay.
Because, all right, you know, maybe I do have chapped lips today, but I want to make sure I don't get scurvy, or, you know, I need some extra vitamin C. So I don't know, Carl, but if you've seen, I put together a product called VitaDrive, which, you know, we call them multivitamins, you know, where we put a whole lot of vitamins in there. And the reason why we do that is, you know, everybody is probably deficient in something. So by taking a water-soluble vitamin, you know, you're at least being assured that you're providing your body with what you might need today. You know, I might have chapped lips today, and next week I might be deficient in some other B. Most of these deficiencies are multifaction. You know, they come from several deficiencies. Typically, you just aren't deficient in one B vitamin. It's normally, you know, several B vitamins.
So, and if you are going to take a B, I guess that's why you said last show on B1 that a B complex is the best way to go, because it has all of these Bs that we're talking about in a B complex, right?
Absolutely. And I figured a lot of listeners probably, you know, as they hear this are thinking, boy, you know, I mean, I might be deficient in this. Oh, I could be deficient in that. And, you know, to go out and start buying all these individuals, it's very expensive. So over the music break, as the guy started laughing, coming back in, I had a crazy idea. So hope you don't mind me throwing it out there. But I can put together a coupon code for anyone who wants to try this. Take $16 off the bottle and make it $5.99. You pay the postage, you get a great multivitamin. And
wow.
If you think you are deficient, guarantee it will take care of that deficiency.
That is awesome. I mean, heck, I was just looking at, so one of the most common B vitamin complexes out there that most manufacturers produce is something called a B100,
right,
which is basically 100% of, or I'm trying to think what it comes up for. It's either 100% or 100 times.
It's 100 milligrams of all the B vitamins.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you. And a B100 is $10 a bottle. You're saying that you'll do the whole multivitamin for with a coupon code for $5.95 plus shipping.
Yeah, $5.99. I mean, it's below our cost, but it helps us to recoup some. But I want people to try this. You know, if we could afford just to give away free bottles, we would. But that's kind of what I thought.
How do people get it?
I already came up with a coupon code while we had that little break. It's Dr. Jeff, DrJeff. You go to aaefx.com. You punch in that coupon code, and listeners of the show will be able to get that if you want to try it for $5.99. Maybe, Carl, you know, for a week or something, we could also put something on Superhuman where people could punch that and go.
I'll do it on my blog right after the show today. So then I'll share it on Facebook. There you go.
So the point is, you know, it's very difficult to, even though foods are high in B2, you know, depending on how we cook them, you know, how they're processed, you know, we end up losing a lot of those. So that's one of the benefits about supplementing, you know, with these water soluble type B vitamins. For me personally, I always like to make sure I have a little extra. you know, they're water soluble. As long as it's cost effective, you know, you are going to excrete whatever you don't use in the urine. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, take a have an opportunity of being deficient, especially, you know, for people who are more active. You know, these
you need
things
more.
Do help
you need
energy.
More. Yeah.
Fat metabolism. I mean, you know, again, it's the foundation. It's the core. You know, we spend so much time going out and finding the sexiest weight loss product or the best joint product or the best testosterone product. But if we aren't, you know, taking care of the basics, personally, that stuff is all a waste of money. I mean, you know, we got to build the foundations and have a strong core. You know, don't go build your house on some sand. I mean, build it on a rock, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Jeff, we have a question from a listener on Facebook named Cody Flyer. He said, can you ask Dr. Jeff why B complexes would make a person sleepy? I feel like I have low blood sugar and need to lay down after taking my B complex. Now, obviously, there's a lot of B vitamins in a B complex, but at first blush, any reasons why B vitamins would make someone feel lethargic, sleepy? Or even hypoglycemic, maybe?
You know, here's the only thing that I would say off the top of my head. If it is a tablet, it is quite possible that they have used sugar or some sugar as the binder. Mm-hmm. And it could possibly be, you know, those tablets are quite large that, you know, that could be some reaction. But again, typically there's nothing, B vitamins don't cause you to relax or go to sleep. You know, they're usually just the opposite. Now, if it was a multivitamin and mineral where there could be some calcium, tryptophan or something, but I would say maybe check what the other ingredients are.
The binders and excipients.
Yeah, just make sure there's no sugar.
And another little bit of interesting trivia, and we'll leave it on this, but vitamin B2 is the reason that B vitamins make your urine that bright yellow color. It is the yellow in B vitamins.
We call that the neon stream.
In fact, Flavus is actually, I believe, Latin or Greek for yellow, and hence the reason why it was riboflavin because of the yellow. So that's where the yellow comes from in the B vitamins of yours. Anything else
and
we want
to? Yeah, one thing too, just to that listener, I was just looking up here real quick, and I do see that some people from vitamin B12, you know, do report that it makes them sleepy. You know, normally B12.
No, he just pointed something out. It has alpha lipoic acid, and alpha lipoic acid is an insulin mimetic. It will actually force sugar out of the bloodstream. You should only be taking ALA before a meal because otherwise it's well known to make you hypoglycemic. We used to use our ALA and our post workout drinks to shuttle the 80 grams of dextrose into the muscles.
Let's have that guy send you his address. That was a great question. I'm going to send him a T-shirt. You know, anyone who, you know, brings us questions and we use them, we want to give them a little thank you. So,
and we will post in the Supium Radio blog later today how you can get a bottle of what is it called again? The multivitamin?
It's called Vita Drive.
Vita Drive. And you want to know something?
120 caps.
Everybody should take a basic multi and then add to that. Isn't that sensible?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the number one thing that I always recommend is start with your multivitamins. Like usual, if you guys have any questions, don't hesitate. Go to Ask the Scientist on Superhuman Radio. I love answering your questions. I'm not too busy. This is just part of what we do. You know, we like to give back. So,
and your question may not be answered right away because we have shows planned already. But we're getting lots of questions, and I can promise you that they will all be answered in good time. Dr.
Absolutely.
Jeff, as always, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl.
Take care. All right, so here you go. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by a superhuman in the making, Jeremy Jean. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink.
Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, we talk to a lot of scientists, we talk to a lot of experts and authors and everybody on this show, but every now and then we have an opportunity to actually talk to a listener. And one of the things that I love to do is to hear about personal success stories, because that's really what fuels everybody's motivation. You know, lots of people write books and talk about their personal experience, but the average person doesn't necessarily assimilate all that into a success. My next guest is somebody that I want to share his story. He's Jeremy Jean. How you doing, Jeremy?
Great, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. So let's we only have a half hour to cover this, so I'm going to move fast with you and ask you some questions and let the audience kind of drink in your success. How long have you been listening to Superhuman Radio now, Jeremy?
Oh, probably 7-8 years.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize it was that long. Fantastic.
Yeah,
okay.
A long time.
All right. So where did your journey start? When did you find yourself at a point in your life where you thought, I need to make a change? How long ago was that?
Well, it was right Christmas time last year. That's the first of the year. I had been real sick with stomach flu over Christmas break, and I kind of was recovering from that, and I thought, well, I'm going to weigh myself. I've known I put on some weight, and so I get on the scale. It says 358 pounds, and I was like, wow.
It creeps up on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like most people, you're in denial. You don't realize it.
Tomorrow. I'll worry about it tomorrow. I can't do that today. I can't worry about today. I got all these fires to put out. I've got life to live. I've got family to serve. I'll get on board tomorrow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was me 100%.
That was me too. So you get on the scale, you look at the numbers, and what are your thoughts?
You know, you know you're putting on weight, but you deny it. You know, like I was going to say, the size 42 pants won't button anymore. The 3X shirt's too tight. And it's just like, holy cow, man. I guess that was my wake-up call, if you will. You know, I just knew I had to do something. It was very, very, very scary. It was very scary.
How tall are you, Jeremy?
I'm 6'4".
Yeah, okay. So here's my point. So guys like us, I mean, I'm 6'2", you're 6'4". We can get away with it. We have big shoulders. We're tall, and we can pull off 300 pounds a little bit easier than a person who's 5'8", 5'9", even, close to 6 feet, because somehow we seem to be able to manage that real estate a little bit better, right?
I would agree. 100%. Yep. You can carry it a lot easier.
And also, it's not unrealistic to think of a guy who's 6'4" to be a big guy. And so society overlooks those of us who are tall, for putting on weight for a longer period of time. What about your health? Were you in ill health at this point in time? Did you have any challenges health-wise?
I had a health fair at work, and they tested us for a number of things, and, I was starting to have the effects of pre-diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I have sleep apnea. I've had it for many years. My jaw slides back and different things, but the weight gain has not helped. My wife Nancy pointed out the fact that I was snoring with the machine on still.
Yeah. Wow.
So I went reevaluated. I went from a pressure of 13 to an 18.
That's pretty high, because 20 is considered the high end of the CPAP pressure. So you're right up there in the high end.
Yeah. Yep, okay. I sure am.
Okay. So at that moment in time, this is your wake up call. You're like, okay, I got to make a change, right? How easy was it for you to just change? Did you just flip a switch? Did you struggle with the changes initially?
You know, I struggled with it. It was tough. I think sugar is a very addictive thing. It most definitely is. It was hard to walk past the donuts, you know, not eat the sweets, the chips, whatnot. It was tough at first.
Is the family supportive? Is Nancy supportive? Because that makes a big difference when you're struggling with these decisions. Like you said, you know, walking past the chips. For me, it was driving past the Wendy's and not getting three double stacks on a single bun, a large soda, and a large fry. I would do that three times a day and still eat my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So the family has to be supportive. Are you having that? Did you get that support at home?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Nancy's, you know, just been wonderful. She, you know, we have a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, and they're 10 months apart. So
they call that twin. They call that twins the hard way.
Yeah, harder on her, of course, than me. But
yeah,
she's lost like 70-80 pounds herself. You know, she's back down to her original weight. But so we've definitely done it together. She's been there 100% with me. It's been fantastic. So I'm not to my goal yet. But I'd like to know how you feel about it. You kind of have that inner for lack of a better term, fat guy in you that wants to eat the Wendy's and the donuts and the... How do you feel about that, Carl?
Well, you have to restrict it. You will cave in from time to time, and then you'll feel guilty for caving in, and that's a good thing. A missile is off track more often than it's on track. The goal has to be on track more often than you're off track when it comes to weight loss. So you will cave in from time to time. And in fact, you should plan your cave in. In other words, give yourself a cheat meal so that you're not feeling overly restricted. Try to do the right thing for 90% to 95% of the time, depending on how quickly you want to lose the weight. And give yourself that 5% to go off the wagon, so to speak, and have that donut. You'll feel like crap. You'll feel guilty while you're eating it. You'll feel like crap afterwards. That's good.
Yep.
Because then you think to yourself, no. And after you feel crappy 6 or 7 times, you go, I don't have the desire for that donut anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We have Friday evenings is our dinner. We'll have Wendy's is kind of one of our favorite places, but we'll have that Wendy's cheeseburger to get out of my systems. But you're right. It's like that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
Bingo.
It wasn't worth it, you know?
Bingo. And okay, so before we go into the break, where are you today with your weight loss? So this was December, this was Christmas of last year, right, that you started this journey?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine as sick as I was probably pushing 370 pounds. I weighed in Monday at 308, so.
Oh, wow. So you've lost about 60-somewhat pounds.
I would guess. I mean, I officially weighed in after being sick at 358. But, you know,
And you had already lost weight while you were sick because you had the stomach flu, right?
Yeah, it was bad, too. So I probably lost easy 10 pounds.
You know, we had a Medico scale at home that only went up to 310 when you stood on it, had a little pin on it, and I used to peg it. I used to get on, and it would hit that little pin and just, it wouldn't even bounce. So I knew I was heavier, and it wasn't until I went to my doctor's office where they actually had a scale that went up higher that I realized that I was 330 pounds. So you have lost over 60 pounds. That is no small accomplishment, and it is going to be easier for you as you move forward. How do you like the way you look? When you look at yourself, do you see the changes?
I definitely see the changes, and I feel so much better. I'm not having stomach problems, GI tract problems. It's night and day. It really, really is. I feel just tremendous.
All right.
A huge difference.
We want to take a break right now. We have to take a break. We're talking with Jeremy Jean. He is a listener, and this is a motivational story from someone who is becoming superhuman right before our eyes. Over a 60-pound weight loss this year. When we come back, we're going to talk about his goals and aspirations as he moves forward. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Sarah Martyr to talk about PARP1. In the development of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, some new information on neurodegenerative diseases. Right now we're talking with Jeremy Jean, fellow superhuman, changing his life. This is not an easy process. For those of you who struggle with your weight, you know this. For those of you who don't have a weight issue, never had a weight issue, or don't understand this, you cannot judge somebody who is struggling with their weight because it's not easy. There are multiple levels of issues to deal with when it comes to losing large amounts of weight. It is not easy to lose 60 pounds in a year. I don't care what magazines and advertisements on TV claim. And it really takes a superhuman effort and dedication to make it happen. So, Jeremy, what is your goal? And then I want to talk about what seems to work best for you. I want you to give some people a few tips. What is your goal? Where do you want to end up? What's your ideal weight?
I don't know if I have a weight per se in mind. I would love to see like a 10% body fat. I would guess I've probably got another 50 pounds of fat to lose.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure, but that would be my goal. I've never been that lean in my life before, so I think that'd be great.
That'd
much
be
like your
awesome
picture when you turn 50, Carl.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's a nice compliment.
That's a great picture.
You know, you will get there. You have to be patient. And you have to recognize that it's progress is not a straight line. And you will have moments where you hit plateaus. Just stick with it. A lot of people, they hit a plateau and immediately they want to do something different. Sometimes your body has to get comfortable at the weight that it's at before it lets go of more body fat. So just understand that and don't gauge your success exclusively by weeks that you lose weight as being the right thing to do and weeks that you don't lose weight as being the wrong thing to do, because I'm sure that you're also acquiring muscle. You're training in the gym, right?
Yeah, I lift. That's one thing I've always loved to do. I haven't always put the nutrition and the training hand in hand, obviously, but yeah, I love to lift weights. So I lift 3 times a week, sometimes 4. I definitely do that. I walk every night with my wife. So.
How long do you walk for when you walk with Nancy?
Oh, we'll walk anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour or so.
Do you have a pedometer now?
My phone does, actually. We walked, 3 miles or so last night.
Awesome.
Yeah. You
may want to consider getting yourself a Fitbit HR or something similar that tracks your activity for the entire day. It's a game changer. It was a game changer for me with some of my new goals. You know, I can – the days that – and it actually allows me to dial in my activity. Like today, I'm trying to recover from a couple really hard workouts and a couple days of high activity. So today I'm not trying to hit any goals. But having something that makes you accountable for activity makes me get up more often and walk. Just sometimes to go, I've been sitting for a while. Let me go walk. And I even walk in between sets now to keep my step rate going. It's a very valuable tool, I'll tell you right now, for maybe the second half of your journey.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You said Fitbit HR?
Yeah, the Fitbit HR. Quite frankly, okay. Alex Leaf, our news director, gifted a Fitbit HR to both Elisa and I. And Elisa and I, actually, we use it as a game. At the end of the night, she'll say, how many steps do you have? And she usually wins. but it's okay because it gives you a goal. It's, you know, it makes you move more. And anything that makes you move more will contribute to you not hitting a plateau. I can assure you of that. In fact, we're going to be doing a show very shortly that shows that walking for as little as 2 minutes every hour may mitigate the negative effects of sitting for long periods of time at your desk. And the Fitbit does that for me. It makes me get up and move more because I want to go home and say to Elisa, how many steps do you have? Oh, I have 1,400, and I beat her for once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, for the listeners out there who are struggling to make progress, give us a few tips. What's worked for you? Like for me, chewing gum was my savior. I would finish a meal and still be hungry, and I'd throw a couple pieces of cinnamon chewing gum in my mouth, sugar-free or with sugar, it didn't matter, and I wouldn't want to eat anymore after that because of the taste. So that was one of my tricks to staying on course with my nutrition. Give me some of your tips, your tricks, things that have helped contribute to your success.
I think I drink a lot more water now. I know I do. I drink a whole lot more water. What worked for me, what is working for me is I watch my carbs a lot. I've just really removed processed foods. All the things I did love, obviously they're gone. So I use an app, the Lose It app. I put all my food in there so I have it in front of me. I'm, you know, honest with everything so I can see it clearly. So I shoot for 60 grams of carbs a day or less. So about 200 grams of protein. It's been working, so that's. But I just try to hit those numbers if I can every day.
That's beautiful. What about fat? Where are you getting your fat sources from in your diet?
Well, we get grass-fed butter. I eat a lot of grass-fed beef.
I love it.
Free-range chicken, free-range eggs. We got a friend. She owns a. Works at a local stand, and we get a lot of stuff local. So, yeah, I follow your advice on that for sure. So,
where do you live, Jeremy?
I live down in the Greenville, South Carolina area.
Okay, so anybody in Greenville, South Carolina area, you need to friend Jeremy on Facebook. Something I wrote about in my blog recently is you need to surround yourself with people who have the same goals as you do, okay? And even if your goal isn't to lose 50 pounds, friend Jeremy, maybe he has a good, you know, finding a good source of grass-fed beef, finding a good source of grass-fed unpasteurized butter, finding a good source of wholesome, healthy eggs from chickens that are allowed to live natural lives. Share information with each other. Where do you get this from? Where do you get that from? You are on Facebook, right?
Yeah. It's Jeremy Nancy Jean.
So it's your name and your wife's name, Jeremy Nancy, and Jean is spelled G-E-A-N, not J, right?
Yep, G-E-A-N, correct.
So if you're in the South Carolina area, friend Jeremy and Nancy, join forces and share ideas and build your own little superhuman nation enclave together to help fuel each other's success. That's what it's all about. You know, it makes a big difference. So we have another year ahead of us for you, right?
Yep.
Okay, so today is May 13th. So how about we say we're going to have you back on the show in January of 2016.
Okay.
And I want you, and we're going to play this clip. I'm going to ask you now to give me a prediction of what your weight will be January of 2016 when you come back on this show. You just pick a number. You tell me what your goal weight will be, what you will say to me. Carl, I am now how many pounds?
I think a good weight will be, I want to say about 245, 250.
That's beautiful. For 6'4", that's going to be awesome. So we're going to play this clip back in January of 2016, and we're going to do a drum roll, and then you're going to announce where you are.
That would be great.
Sound good?
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Continued success. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for Nancy and you listening to the show and, of course, telling people about the show. I know you do. Spread the word. I see you on Facebook all the time.
Yep.
And we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, Kyle. Take care.
Take care, Jeremy. So there you go. What an inspiring story. Just an average person living a superhuman life, making a difference in his life and his family's life. He's going to be there for those kids. He's going to be strong. He's going to teach them the importance of physical culture, ancestral diets. He's going to give his children a gift that every parent should give their child, and that is the secrets to a long, prosperous, strong, and healthy life. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about neurodegenerative diseases. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Neurodegenerative diseases are on the rise in our population today, especially diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. Lots of research is being done to kind of try and unlock the changes that occur that perhaps lead to the development of these diseases. My next guest is Dr. Sarah Martyr. How are you, Dr. Martyr?
Hi, everybody. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, of course.
I'm in Italy, so here is afternoon. So for you, good morning or good lunch or whatever.
Yeah, it's actually afternoon here, but that's good. So your paper that you and your colleagues have posted is called PARP1, Involvement in Neurodegeneration, a Focus on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Disease. So what questions were you trying to answer in this study?
Okay, yeah. First of all, we have to talk about a little bit maybe about PARP. So PARP is an enzyme that is actually involved in a lot of functions such as cancer, such as proliferation, differentiation, DNA damage. But we focus our study of the role of PARP1 in neurodegeneration. Why? Because PARP1 use a lot of NAD, that is the nicotinamide, that actually derives from niacin or B3 vitamins. So PARP1 use NAD a lot. So when it is overactivated and is constantly overactivated after DNA damage or oxidative stress, use a lot of NAD, and this causes energy failure. So the cell undergo to cell death. That's why part one, that is overactivated in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and also in other neurodegenerative diseases, lead to energy failure and cell death. In this article, in this paper, we try to explain how the inhibition of part one could be, you know, just a favor for the to prevent Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
Okay.
So this is actually the main focus.
Okay. Now, before we get into the actual design of the study, PARP1, or PARP1, stands for poly-ADP ribose polymerase 1, correct?
Yes, it's perfect.
Okay, and during the first part of today's show, we talked about the vitamin B2, and we know that vitamin B2 is implicated in the metabolism of ribose, which is a sugar that is used for energy in certain cellular activities, correct?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, good. All right, so this is good. This is
what Park used is vitamin B3, that is the niacin, and it is used by the cells. It is converted in, it is divided actually in nicotinamide and ADP ribose. And what Park used is this ADP ribose from the NAD, and it adds these polymers of ADP ribose into proteins, different kind of proteins, and this leads to the different cell signaling, which lead to cell survival or cancer or DNA repair. So actually the ADP ribose, so the sugar ribose plus the phenothiazine diphosphate that is linked to the ribose, that they are added inside the proteins, the different proteins. That's what part one does.
Okay. Now, this research that you did, was this a review of existing research, or did you actually perform a study using perhaps transgenic mouse model?
Well, we actually published another paper that is a researcher paper, because this is a review. We published a research paper about part one and in Alzheimer's, focused on Alzheimer's, and we used cells and animals models. So the animals model were transgenic mice that developed Alzheimer's disease at the age of 3 months. So it's, a good model to use to study the signaling and the changing during the development of the disease. So before the start of the disease and after the disease. And we actually published this paper, and we saw an hyperactivation of part one in these mice. We saw an activation of part one in cell treated with the beta amyloid, that is the main protein in the plaque, in the amyloid plaque.
Right.
That concerns, yes, the Alzheimer's pathology. So we did experiments, and we published the experiments, and then we decided to add a lot of materials in this review.
So the PARP1 was implicated in the development of the beta amyloid plaque, right?
Yeah, it is. It's activated by DNA damage. And DNA damage are caused by oxidative stress. And the main feature in neurodegenerative disease, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, is the oxidative stress. So this overproduction of free radicals, of oxygen radicals, that lead to damage of DNA, damage of proteins, damage of lipids or carbohydrates or whatever. And this DNA damage causes PARP1 activation. So this is the link.
Okay. Now, PARP1 activation speeds the degeneration, the neurodegeneration through inflammation, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And part of the process is the inability of the cell to derive the fuel for the cell to run, correct?
Yeah.
Is there, we know that there's emerging research now that talks about insulin resistance in a new way, in of the brain specifically, and inability of glucose to get into cells and the cells starving for energy. Is PARP1 affected by insulin's transport of glucose into the cell?
Well, I mean, it could be. I really cannot answer because I don't study the glucose and insulin and glucose receptors. But actually, part one is involved in a lot of function. It is involved in oxidative stress. It is involved in cancer. It is involved in transcription, remodeling transcription. So it could lead to overactivation of receptors for glutamate, and or and decrease of these of these receptors for glucose, for example. It's involved in a lot of function. This is why this protein is very interesting. On the other end, it's very complicated to study it because it is related to the different pathway. For the glucose, I really cannot answer because it's not really my
your area. I understand. Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about something else about PARP1, and that is that we talk a lot on this radio show about the benefits of intermittent fasting because of its ability to stimulate autophagy. But isn't PARP1 also implicated in one way or the other into mitochondria autophagy?
Well, yes, this is my favorite area, the PARP1 and mitochondria, because I have just finished my PhD and the part of my PhD phase, one part of my thesis was related to PARP1 and mitochondria and energy.
Okay.
Because as I said, PARP1 leads to energy failure. So the energy is produced mainly in mitochondria, these mitochondria that generate ATP. So as we discovered that PARP1 influence and exacerbates the mitochondrial related cell death. So in the inhibition of PARP1 could in some way erase this kind of cell death. And what happens is that PARP1 polyADP it is actually an enzyme, so it polyADP rebotylates proteins. And some of these proteins are the mitochondrial proteins. And this polyADP rebotylation lead to different signal recognitions that lead to cell death. So the inhibition of this enzyme could lead to the inhibition of mitochondrial cell death by autophagy or by also like the apoptosis
of the
pathway,
mitochondria,
for example. So, yeah.
Okay, now another emerging theory on the development of cancer that may play into this discussion is that certain stresses to the mitochondria cause the mitochondria to undergo a change in its fuel source to anaerobic respiration, and that this is what leads to DNA damage that then in turn leads to the lack of apoptosis of cells and then cancer. So is there any indication that PARP1, what it does to the mitochondria, before the mitochondria actually fails, if there is a possibility that the mitochondria tries to switch over to anaerobic respiration as a survival mode?
Well, yes, because first one, it is a nuclear enzyme, but actually it also, we saw and a lot of paper show that it polydipyribosylates glycolytic enzymes, and it inactivates glycolytic enzymes. And that's, a kind of exacerbation of mitochondria cell death, because if the glycolysis is blocked, all the energy, all the cell metabolism is blocked. So part one actually polydipyribosylates glycolytic enzymes, and then goes to the mitochondria and polydipyribosylates also mitochondria enzymes. This could be, try to recover the energy before cell death.
Right.
But actually, what we found is that part one activation correlates with cell death in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So cancer is a different thought, and maybe later I can explain why.
Okay.
It's different to cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking right now with Dr. Sarah Martyr. We're talking about the role of PARP1 in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to getcarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's getcarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference.
Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Sarah Martyr. We're talking about the role of PARP1 in the development of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, which are on an amazing rise in our population. They're also tied, ironically, to the development of insulin resistance, which leads me to think that insulin resistance plays a role in this dysregulation. A question, Dr. Martyr, I noticed in the paper that PARP1 is affected by sirtuins. We know that SIRT1 is a very, very interesting protein that has been linked to longevity in certain species like C. elegans and yeast and flies. We don't know its role yet in humans. We know that SIRT1 is upregulated in very, very low calorie intake diets, but also certain supplements like resveratrol seem to influence SIRT1. What can you explain the exact relationship between PARP and SIRT1 and whether or not there seems to be a possible therapeutic angle here by upregulating SIRT1 to protect against neurodegenerative disease?
Well, yeah, the thing is very simple, that SIRT1 and PARP1 use the same cofactor, that is the NAD. So there is kind of rivalry between these two enzymes, these two classes of enzymes. Because if SIRT1 is activated and it uses NAD, then PARP1 cannot use NAD anymore, and vice versa. So what happens is that we can see it seems that the sirtuins are like the good enzymes and the PARP1 is the bad enzyme. So SIRT1 is active in longevity and it has like a good role, a good role for longevity. Otherwise, the activation of PARP1, which leads to the depression of NAD, that is the substrate of SIRT1, is kind of the bad cop. So there is this inversion relationship between SIRT1 and PARP1. So if PARP1 is activated, then SIRT1 is not activated anymore. It has been shown that sirtuins has a role in longevity and neurodegenerative disease, and they are activated by the resveratrol, for example, as you mentioned, that is an antioxidant. And so the oxidative stress again is like kind of the central role the development of neurodegeneration, and that is this is the actually the main theory about the neurodegeneration. Genetic disease. That's why people like continue to say that prevention, like by health, it's important for this
right.
for this disease, because oxidative stress, of course, if we eat or drink things with antioxidants like resveratrol, like wine, like chocolate, for example, and we can actually prevent the disease.
No. Yeah,
they are multifactorial, so we really cannot prevent maybe by only eating antioxidants, but it's a multifactorial disease like Alzheimer's, for example. So we should do like our best to prevent all the disease. So I think that a diet and eating properly is a really good point to prevent disease.
Does activity or the lack of activity, as in people who are very inactive, does that play a role in the PARP-1 process?
To be inactive, you mean the PARP?
Yeah, so in other words, people who are inactive, yes. do they have this dysregulation in PARP-1?
For physical exercise.
Yeah, exercise. Like yeah.
Okay. Yes, I mean, PARP-1 correlates with also exercise, with muscles, like the activity of the muscle, of the skeletal cells, And it's controversial also here because if you are active, I mean, if you do a lot of practical exercise, then you produce a lot of ATP, you produce a lot of energy. And actually, if you produce a lot of energy, your mitochondria are really active. And if the mitochondria are active, there are more free radical production. And this could lead to more oxidative stress. But otherwise, the mitochondria are inactive. There is anyway production of free radical because it's not, they are not balanced enough. So it is controversial, the things of physical exercise. We know for sure that it's beneficial doing exercise. So I think that then it comes a lot of things like cholesterol or lipids and oxidation of lipids more than DNA, for example. But PARP-1 is definitely activated when the cells are kind of more active,
right?
But this is, my opinion as a biologist is that everything should be balanced. So if there is something like if a lot of PARP-1 activation and is physiological, then it's good because maybe it's balanced by, for example, SIRT1 activation, as otherwise,
right?
Or free radical production should be balanced by other things. So there is always, you know, a balance between things inside the cells and in our organism.
Well, and some exercise has been shown to increase mitochondrial biogenesis. Very, very intense exercise, while it also produces more oxidative stress, has also been shown to increase mitochondrial biogenesis. Yeah. And more intense exercise has also been shown to upregulate the production of glutathione, which is a master antioxidant and helps to quench reactive oxygen species and other. It recycles vitamin C, it recycles vitamin E. So it seems like exercise and activity. I've had this discussion with Aubrey de Grey, who wrote the Mitochondrial Theory of Aging. And he's of the opinion that the more you exercise, the faster you age. But that doesn't play out in real life. We know that people who are active and exercise, they age slower than their age match counterparts who have no exercise at all. So it seems like while exercise may increase oxidative stress, the body has found ways to manage that. And in fact, it increases mitochondrial biogenesis and size and efficiency, which one would think would protect against the dysregulation of PARP-1.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, if we do exercise, we spend more energy, so we produce free radicals like nitroxide or oxygen. But actually, the cells need to, you know, contract. So maybe there is, as you said, more biogenesis of mitochondria, more clearance of the free radical. It's kind of more active cells. Everything is more active. And PARP-1 could be moving here, so it could be hyperactivated just because the cell is, upregulated in all the pathways, all the organelles. And they need the enzymes. For example, if there is oxidative stress and there is DNA damage, they need an enzyme that should repair DNA damage, because the main function of PARP-1 is to is the DNA repair.
Right.
So when there is a DNA damage, this is the first. I mean, the first real action that the PrEP does is to repair the DNA damage, the DNA breaks, single and double breaks. And that's why it is hyperactivated, because in this kind of hyperactivation of the cells with mitochondria, with oxidative stress, whatever, we have more cell DNA damage. So that's why part one could be in
balance. It has to be a balance. And see, that's what I think exercise gives us. Exercise gives us both an upregulation and downregulation of PARP1, and hence the balance that you're talking about. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk for a moment about another area of science that has emerged as being interesting and its relationship to PARP1, and that is telomeres and telomerase. We're talking right now with Dr. Sarah Martyr. We're talking about the role of PARP1 and neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, our title sponsor is All American EFX Sports. And right now you can get a free sample of Carbolin, a superior pre-workout carbohydrate supplement that will allow you to power yourself through the most difficult workouts with energy to spare. You can get a free sample. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, and see what all the rage is about. Carbolin. Right now we're talking with Dr. Sarah Martyr. We're talking about PARP1 and its role in the development of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. So this balancing act of PARP1, one of the things, as you pointed out throughout the interview, Dr. Martyr, is that PARP1 is responsible for DNA repair. Obviously, when DNA goes unrepaired, it mutates and can become all sorts of bad things. Another topic that has been within the scientific community recently is the role of telomeres and telomerase, as telomeres seem to be the toolbox of DNA repair. That's where the proteins necessary to repair DNA come from. And as they shorten, we run out of material to repair the DNA. Is there some sort of relationship between PARP1, telomeres, and telomerase?
Well, this is a good point, and actually, in clinical trials, for human drugs, they are using PARP1 inhibitors and telomerase inhibitors. That's why, what happens is that cells undergo different mutation or DNA breaks, DNA damage. If the damage is very, high, it's impossible to repair. They just undergo to cell death. That is not happening, but this is not happening for cancer cells that avoid this famous so-called checkpoint during the cell division, like P53 or retinoblastoma or McKinney's, so different checkpoints during the division, they avoid and just go through these checkpoints and continue to divide, to split and divide like infinity. What happened for, the thought of some scientists is that if the cancer cells, if there is a DNA break, and this DNA break is not repaired by some enzyme, such as PARP1 itself, then the DNA damage is too strong, it's too high, and the cells need to die, even if it's a cancer cell. And that will happen with chemo and radiotherapy. So they use DNA damage, a huge DNA damage. It beats PARP1 that actually cannot repair this damage, and the cells undergoes to cell death. And this is the same rationale for the telomerase. So the cancer cell, compared to like normal cells that are not immortalized, cancer cells have a lot of like a high activity of telomerase.
Right.
That's least
they actually become immortal. Yeah, they become immortal. Cancer cells become immortal because they produce their own telomerase, right?
They become immortal. That was actually also an idea for, you know, to treat the neurodegenerative disease. So if we, like, kind of add the telomerase, maybe the cells will not die, so we became related to neurodegeneration, but also the theory of mortality, so the cinema and movie things, like, we can actually, the thought was that we can become immortal if we have the telomerase working forever, but I mean, it's not so easy. And that, otherwise, is what cancer cells use. So they use the telomerase, which is highly, highly activated, do not reduce the length of DNA, and so they became immortal. And so the idea of some scientists is to use with chemotherapy PrEP1 inhibitors and telomerase inhibitors. In this way, kind of lead the DNA in some way damaged. In this way, the cancer cell will die anyway. So
Okay. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this research that you've been involved with. Will we see some sort of drug therapy that will somehow balance or even manipulate PARP1 to one side or the other, depending on what the goal is? Maybe to kill cancer cells or to improve DNA repair. What will we see in the future as a result of the discovery of this PARP1? We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com, GetCarbolin.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Big Sight, New Hank, Go Go, Big Sight. That hot is, you know, all eyes on me.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Sarah Martyr. We're talking about PARP1 and its role in the development of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. These are obviously diseases that are on the rise, threatening even younger and younger people. Something's going on. There is a linkage to insulin resistance. That's clear now. So, Dr. Martyr, the challenge with this research is unlike lots of other research where they find a molecular mechanism for something and it's easy to address in a drug therapy, PARP has opposing benefits, if you will. Inhibition and disinhibition seems to need a balancing act if you're looking for DNA repair or mitochondrial recovery. So what do you think a drug therapy would look like if the target was PARP?
Well, for the cells, but also for the mice in the lab, we use PARP1 inhibitors that are synthesized by in our university, but also there are a lot of commercial ones. They are actually small molecules that inhibit PARP enzymatic activities, just precipitating instead of the NAD, so the substrate. And so the PARP1 is inactivated. In this way, there is kind of double phases, as also put on my on the review, that PARP1 inhibition could, if we are talking about cancer, PARP1 inhibition leads to the inhibition of DNA repair, and so cancer cell in which chemotherapy induced DNA break not able anymore to repair the damage, and they undergo to cell death. So it's a good thing. I mean, cancer cells need to die, and they die.
Right.
On the other way, in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, we have the opposite problem. We ourselves are dying that there is neurons that there is the atrophy and the neurons die. And so what does actually PARP1 do in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's? What happened is the other phase, so the mitochondrial phase. So PARP1 leads to mitochondrial deficits. This is activation, and in Alzheimer's disease we have mitochondrial deficit, mitochondrial disorders. Alzheimer's and Parkinson's mitochondrial disorders. And so PARP1 exacerbates these mitochondrial disorders deficit. And so PARP1 consumes NAD, that in turn it's used for like the chain electron transporter for the producer of ATP. So if we inhibit PARP, we have more ATP available for this. It's more happy, it's happier. And for diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson, which the cells die, we need happier cells. That's why PARP1 inhibition is useful. So these two phases of the same coin, and but in both ways, PARP1 inhibition drugs that easily pass the hematoencephalic barrier for the brain, because we test this, and we actually these drugs pass the EE membranes, and they are useful in both ways. But we have to be, we need to be careful, because of course when we take inhibitors or drugs, they are undergoing, they pass through all the body.
Right.
So for cancer, it's useful because we induce DNA break with the chemotherapy that is for cancer is well-known therapy, of course. But for Alzheimer's and Parkinson, it's difficult. It's very difficult also because Alzheimer's and Parkinson, which you the symptoms, you cannot actually prevent Alzheimer's attacks. You can, because there are some familiar and genetic factors, but the majority of the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease patients are sporadic, and so it's hard to prevent with PARP1. We have to find a way to cure the disease with PARP1 inhibitors. But actually, when the disease is formed, like for Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, and then when the neurons are already died, then it's difficult not to get them alive again. An early generation, and when we talk about brain, it's always very, very difficult. That's why I really stressed the diet, the health, the exercise, because this is the research.
Right. That's the way to naturally balance it all out. Dr. Martyr, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today.
Thank you for the talk. It was really interesting for me.
Good. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. Interesting. PARP1, its role in the development of diseases. And as you can see, the answer is balance, and we know how to balance it, right? Exercise. I like to supplement with resveratrol that I get from RevGenetics. They have the best resveratrol product on the market today, just like their metacurcumin, highly bioavailable. Upregulate those SIRT1 especially, which obviously if you have high SIRT1, you don't have that donor enzyme to make too much PARP1, and hence the balance. And clearly, there has to be a link between insulin resistance and this, right? We're looking, it's kind of like your house is on fire, and we're in the living room, right? The entire house is on fire, and we're in the living room. We're just looking at the living room rug. We're going, oh my God, the living room rug is burning. But the living room rug is burning because the rest of the house is on fire, and we're ignoring the fact that what's causing the living room rug to burn is the fact that the entire house is on fire. I've talked about this years ago. I said they're going to discover that the development of Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease is very similar, number one. And number two, it's because the metabolic machinery is overheating. When you cannot get glucose into the cell has to run without fuel. And if you've ever tried, if anybody out there who's ever had to tune up a naturally aspirated engine with a carburetor, you know that if you, as you start to lean the engine out, the engine will actually start to race. But more importantly, the temperature in the cylinders will go up. If you run a car too lean, you run the risk of actually melting the heads. Because, and that's counterintuitive. You think, well, wait a minute, there's less fuel. Why would it be running hotter? Because less fuel, more oxygen, and hence the engine is running hotter. Because the right balance of fuel and oxygen makes an engine run cooler. The same is true of the cells. When the cells are starving for glucose, then it takes more work to do the job. They produce more friction. Friction in the body is called inflammation and oxidative stress. And as a result, the cells undergo damage from having to be forced to work with less fuel. Think of it in your own body as overtraining. You're overtraining the cells. You're making them work harder and you're starving them. How far could you go if you didn't eat enough and you trained like an animal for 8 hours a day? You would collapse. And I've talked about this on the show years ago. I said, you know, they're going to discover that the reason that these cells undergo damage is because they're forced to work with less and less fuel. And that is really what's happening here. I mean, early in the interview, she said that, you know, this is a result of, you know, the energy for the cells is not getting in there and it's causing oxidative stress. Bingo. It all comes back to insulin resistance. There's a reason that insulin resistant people have a much higher rate of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. It's because when fuel can't get into the cell, everything goes haywire. So while we're looking at all these novel proteins, PARP1, these enzymes, I should say, and these novel proteins like SIRT1, if you live the ancestral diet, the physical culture way, you train with intensity, you're eating foods that are low glycemic carbohydrates, not a lot of processed foods, you're practicing periodic fasting, intermittent fasting, you are maintaining metabolic flexibility, you don't have to worry about PARP1. It's going to be in balance. So, you know, I posted on Facebook this morning something interesting that got some very good responses. And that is the average American out-of-pocket medical cost as of 2014 is $1,370. Over 500,000 Americans spend over $50,000 a year in out-of-pocket medication. I'm sorry. $1,370 a year in out-of-pocket medication costs. And 500,000 people spend over $50,000 a year in out-of-pocket medication expenses. The top category of meds prescribed are high blood pressure medication. We know high blood pressure is a result of the increase in angiotensin converting enzyme, which goes up along with insulin. We know that insulin resistance leads to high blood pressure. So again, these diseases are all a result of insulin resistance. 90% of the drugs prescribed today are prescribed to counteract the effects of inactivity and the foods we eat. Think about that. 90% of the medications prescribed today are prescribed to counteract inactivity and the foods we eat. When the easy solution is to be more active and stop eating the standard American diet, no matter what the USDA and FDA say. And you will live longer. And with that, I end the show by wishing you peace, love, and longevity, because that is the superhuman way. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening today.
one.